Greetings, friends, and welcome to the AddedSouls.com podcast powered by the Spencer Church of Christ in Wisconsin. Stefan Maillet here, your audio and video servant for this time, for this episode. Welcome to the PGA. Welcome to the PGA. Don't you know I've been a faithful PGA member since 2011? What is a PGA? We will be discussing that further in this session. All faithful believers of God recorded in the Bible were PGA members. Didn't you know, or don't you know, that the prophets were PGA members? If you were to take the idea of the prophets in the Old Testament, the principle therein, the command, their purpose, their lot in life, it would be summed up with Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18, and I quote, "When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand." Friends, the prophets were given a message to deliver to the wicked so as repentance might take place. They were the mouthpiece of God, sent forth with the purpose to change the minds of mankind towards God. If they were told and commanded to tell the people they need to repent because they're wicked and dying in their sins, headed towards torment, if they were told to repent from that and they didn't do that, then God would hold them accountable with the blood on their hands for cowering away from their responsibilities. Friends, the prophets were PGA members. They offended people. The message they were proclaiming as the mouthpiece of God offended people, and it cost them their lives. And Jesus' recorded words in Luke chapter 13, verse 34, confirms the very truth when he says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." Friends, the prophets were PGA members, and I'm going to let you know what PGA stands for as we move along in this episode. Don't you know that John the Baptist, John the Immerser, John, the one who immersed people in water for the forgiveness of their sins, don't you know he was a PGA member? You can read about John and how he opens up his ministry in Matthew chapter 3, verse 1. He's proclaiming a truth. He's speaking a truth. And throughout his life, we see that his message offends people. He's telling them to change or they will be damned. They will be found in eternal punishment. They will be in torment. And friends, it cost him his life. He's telling people to repent. He's telling them to change. He's telling them that they need to stop practicing and behaving in the way they are currently now, and they need to stop. And the reason is Jesus Christ. And that, of course, transitions us over to understanding that Jesus was the PGA leader. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, the recorded account here of Jesus beginning his ministry is telling people to change. They need to repent. Jesus, his life, his ministry on this earth was telling people they need to change or they will have eternal punishment. They will be sent to a place of eternal torment. This message offended people. The message of truth, the teachings, his doctrine, it offended people. And as a result, many of his own followers, religious people, people who claimed to be his followers, people who verbally said, you know what, I follow Jesus, religious people, it offended people as a result, and many of his own followers, his disciples, withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. You can read all about that in John chapter 6, verse 66. Friends, it cost him his life. They crucified him for it. Friends, the apostles were PGA members. In Acts chapter 2, they stood up and publicly told the Jews they had murdered Jesus and needed to repent. They publicly proclaimed the truth. And this resulted in many people being offended. Friends, it cost them their lives. You know, Paul the Apostle, born in an untimely position, was a PGA member. In Acts chapter 9, verse 20, he's converted and goes on preaching Jesus publicly. He's doing so where he can find religious people and tell them they need to change. They are not going to heaven as it stands. They are not right with God. If they do not change, they will have eternal punishment. This message offended people. It triggered most into emotional frenzies. They wanted to murder him. They hurt him in many instances. Friends, it cost him his life. The prophets, John the Baptist, Jesus, his apostles, publicly speaking, publicly proclaiming, outwardly expressing the inward faith. They were telling people that they needed to repent or they would have an eternal punishment. They would be going to torment. They would be damned. Now, how can we, Christians today, wanting to live according to the examples we see in God and in inspired men, how can we? I want you to tell me. How are we to reject the obligation of proclaiming the gospel publicly? You know what is a PGA membership? Public gospel announcer. So tell me, why is this PGA membership in 2019 no longer an obligation? Friends, it is an obligation. It's an obligation we have as public gospel announcers to please God and not men, to proclaim the truth that is most certainly going to offend people, and it might just result in our demise. The reason many don't want to proclaim the truth publicly and be PGA members is because we've allowed the world to redefine our understanding of God, who he is, who his son is, and who their apostles were, and how we must be. Friends, we've been lied to. We've been told that being a PGA member will, quote unquote, push people away. Why did Jesus speak in parables? Why wasn't he just plainly spoken? Why did he speak in parables? Because it would filter out those who were seeking the truth. Those who weren't were offended and went away. Of his own people, of his own kind. And is it so different today that our own Christian friends act the same way? Friends, we've been told that if we share the truth publicly as Christians, whether it be in the physical reality or in the digital reality, like on Facebook, if we proclaim publicly on Facebook on our profiles, if we share gospel material, Bible verses, sermons, podcast, and it so happens that someone on our friend list gets upset at the content that we are sharing, that somehow we're supposed to believe that we've done damage and we've pushed people away with the gospel truth? Friends, let me tell you why many Christians are not PGA members, public gospel announcers. I'll tell you why. We don't like being PGA members because it's uncomfortable and confrontational. It generates religious movement which begs our attention. And we ain't got no time for that, right? We're so busy with everything secular. It brings awkward moments and persecution. Yes, it offends people. It causes righteous division and necessary argument. Jesus himself says, "I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword." Our friends, coworkers, neighbors, family, it will set a wedge between us when we proclaim publicly the truth of Jesus Christ, which can set men free from the bondage of their sins. Friends, cowards don't want to fight against the enemy. They don't want to be PGA members. They want to fight against their own who are fighting against the enemy. They want to discourage those of us who are faithful in being PGA members. And if these cowards would actually repent and join us in this fight, we'd win more battles than lose, and we'd take over this country for Jesus Christ. If non-believers, and I want you to reason with me, if non-believers have the right to publicly declare their unbelief, and they do, and they publicly declare their sinful behavior and practice openly, unashamed, in their evangelistic approach to convert people to unbelief and sinful practices, why and how on earth are Christians to counter such attack with being timid, with being quiet, hidden, secret, and never using any kind of words that might, quote-unquote, push someone away? And to turn around and masquerade such cowardice in the name of peace and love? No, friends, that's more like passive-aggressive leftist ideology crept into the church. It's interesting to me, sad, how some Christians don't mind offending others with their political views all day long, but won't bat an eye at offending people with the truth of the gospel. Friends, that is foolishness of the highest order. It's not wise with our faith. It's not wise with our tasks. The prophets, John the Baptist, Jesus, his apostles, all the accounts, the inspired God-breathed literature we have in our hands, the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, is a spiritual fight. PGA members publicly doing what they've been commanded to do. Are they rude and disrespectful? Are they belligerent and unreasonable, dismissive, aggressive? No. But they are strong and courageous. They are not weak. They stand up for what is right. They were telling them abruptly, with passion, the wicked world, their own kind, the religious people who thought they had it good and made with God, who really didn't, that they needed to change or they would find eternal punishment. They were so plain with the way they spoke, so plain. And this gospel truth was very offending. Very offending. Friends, Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. There is no other name under heaven given with such a authority to save mankind. Acts 4:12. There's just no way around it. Everyone who does not believe in Jesus Christ will not be going to paradise. They will be eternally lost. John chapter 18, verse 20, I have spoken openly to the world. Jesus says, his quoted words, I always taught in synagogues or at the temple, where all the Jews come together. I said nothing in secret. Now, either Jesus did speak in secret and we just caught him in a lie, or he means what he said when he says he spoke nothing in secret. The message which saves mankind, Romans 1:16, that power is to be proclaimed openly, publicly. Yes, it takes a growth, a seasoning, a wisdom. But just because you've not been a Christian for 20 years doesn't mean you need to be quiet for the first 19. Friends, if you were able to understand and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ and you've been born again, it is your duty. It is your duty to be a PGA member. Mark 16:16, Jesus says plainly, whoever believes and is immersed shall be saved. Whoever does not believe shall be damned. That is a plain command to all men, that they must obey the gospel or they will be damned. What do you think damned means? It means eternally lost in torment. This is public information. This was publicly pronounced. Proclaimed. Friends, we cannot be cowards. Many of us want to be active and productive. We want to be PGA members. We want to be like all the wonderful followers of God in the Bible, whose examples and lives we can read and find instruction and guidance. We want to be what God wants us to be. And some of us will go on Facebook and we'll share gospel truth on Facebook. We'll share sermons and podcasts and articles and debates and studies. And it will most certainly trigger a religious effect. We are planting gospel seeds. And sometimes the interaction that is created through these efforts are hostile towards us because we love Jesus. They are hostile towards us. They are going to create criticism and persecution. Are we to cower away? Are we to revoke? Are we to hand over our PGA membership? Public gospel announcers? Friends, again, the words of Ezekiel rings true, how the command was given by God that if we don't warn the wicked of their eternal demise, not only will the wicked be eternally punished, but the judgment and the standard therein will be set before us, and there will be blood on our hands. There will be guilt. There will be fault. And God is a just God, and as a just God, he must punish. There must be consequence. Friends, we need to get strong together and united. We must be active and faithful PGA members. And there is no way to be a productive PGA member outside the body of Christ. We must be born again of water and spirit, a repentant believer confessing Christ as his Lord and Master qualifies to be immersed in water with the authority of Jesus Christ in order to have his sins washed away by the power of the blood, by the power of the resurrection, born again, added to the kingdom of God, productive. Now, my friend, you are a PGA member. Learn how to proclaim the gospel publicly. Stefan Maillet here, your audio and video servant at this time. We are the AddedSouls.com podcast powered by the Spencer Church of Christ in Wisconsin. Stay positive, stay focused. We shall meet again here again tomorrow, Lord willing. God bless.